Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Happy day after Valentine's Day.
Well, now it'll be two days after. Yeah.
Gigs up, we record.
Whatever.
On
everybody
the 50th.
Knows. And you know what? God, yeah, Valentine's Day. How dare it?
How dare it?
How literally dare it?
I know. This year it didn't really.
It hit me hard.
It hit you hard.
I don't know.
Did it?
Kind of.
You said that for a reason, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay, why did it hit you hard?
First of all, we were having lunch or something on Sunday.
Right.
And literally the amount of bouquets that walked past us, I said, if one of those isn't for me.
That's so true.
I'm gonna
be
pissed.
It was bad. It was bad.
And then.
But I brought you chocolates.
I know. It just makes me feel so good and so.
I'd still bring you chocolates even if you had someone bringing you flowers.
Honestly, you'll need to show them how to really treat me.
I will.
It'll be important.
Watch me.
I don't know. I guess, like, you know, it just feels like I'm ready to receive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ready to receive in all aspects.
Look at that. What did I say? That's my year too. Receive.
I want to.
No, I want to.
Where is it?
At some point had to just stop looking at all the people carrying flowers.
Yeah.
Just walking past.
Annoying.
Yeah.
No, I hope that you all got flowers. I really do.
Yeah, I think time doesn't make sense to me anymore.
No.
So I am very confused. I'm like, sure, they say it's Valentine's, but it's not
but
computing
is it?
To me.
Yeah.
So besides getting candy, but it's still not as good as Easter candy. So
yeah,
I'm thrilled to say when I went to CVS yesterday,
no.
They already started stocking. There were some peeps out.
Oh my God.
There are no Cadbury eggs. You know, I would have gotten those immediately.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
would have.
Like, what?
But they're starting the transition. And this is my favorite time of year is
That's
the Easter candy.
That's really exciting. That's
yes.
something we can all look forward to.
We can all look forward to. And you had a nice time out with a friend.
Oh, yes. I had a lovely night.
Lovely.
It was a lovely night. You know, it was just, I don't know.
It's fucking Valentine's.
It's fucking Valentine's Day or something.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like,
well, you did. It is coming off of a,
a date. I got.
Like a real date.
I know.
Please share the details.
Okay. So this is funny. I talked about this briefly, like, I guess a few weeks ago, maybe. There was one guy who I met, like, quickly in December on field.
Right.
And then when I was sick, like I kind of thought I was never gonna see him or hear from him again. Like I don't know.
But
we met
it also
so
wasn't
quickly.
Like there wasn't a time or a moment that was so like we didn't even have a name for him or anything, right? Like it was just kind of it was good, but
it was like nondescript because he came over quickly like and he had to leave so quickly.
Right.
And I was just I don't know. I don't think we. I don't know.
He gets up early.
He gets up early, but I think it's like I just. I know. I really didn't have that much of a connection, I guess.
Right, right.
I mean, I might have been detached at the time,
maybe
but
so.
I was fine.
He was like,
with,
okay.
Yeah,
fine.
It was like, okay. And then in January when I got sick, he was like, hey. And then I was like, sorry, I can't meet up. Like, I'm sick. And then he proceeded to like check in on me every day,
which is huge. I don't even understand.
Yeah, it was just so nice.
So nice.
And it was like a month before we saw each other because I was like, I can't eat now. I can't eat now.
Right.
I can't talk. Like now I need a week to get nutrition back in my body. So literally I was like, I can see you in a month, you know, like. And when we were talking all this time, he was like, when you like, I'll cook you dinner. You can come over. And I was like, are we?
What does that mean?
I'm sick. I don't even know if I'm delusional at this moment. I don't know if I'll read these back a week later. And this was all a mirage. Like, I don't know where I am that I'm like, am I really like?
Right.
Who is this person? I don't even remember. And then like,
I think we talked last week about how it was going to be a dinner date and how that is so rare.
Okay, first of all, a man cooking me dinner.
Number one,
the last time that happened was a while back.
Right.
And so the last time a guy's cooked me dinner, honestly, it's been too long, you know?
Well, and there's something about, because then you're going to their home.
Right.
So then you're seeing the home, first of all.
Okay, right.
More in a different context than just going to hook up, right?
100%. And like on the way over, I was like, I'm nervous. Like, I'm a little nervous.
Why do you think you were nervous? Like, excited nervous? Or like, is this going to be horrible?
I don't know. I was just like, you know, it's different where it's like, I don't remember. Like, I mean, he seems really kind, but I'm just like, I don't.
Like, you had facial amnesia or whatever,
I did have facial amnesia. I did make him like, yeah. And then also I was just like, I wonder where I'm going, you know? And I wonder like,
what is this home?
What
I'm going
is this
going
to be like? Like, I didn't remember. I knew I was going to get to meet his dog, which is always a great buffer, you
Very
know, when
good.
There's a dog
unless
there.
Unless the dog hates you.
Yeah,
yes.
Unless the dog hates you, and then you're just like, I guess I'm evil.
Yeah.
it's good to know. But yeah, so I'm on the way. I'm just kind of like, I haven't gone to someone's apartment for like a dinner in a long time.
Yeah.
And what are we going to talk about? You know what you're I mean? Right.
How do you function on such a date?
How do you function? So I like get to his apartment building and I'm like, oh, like, this is a nice building.
Nice building.
Wait a sec. And I'm going up to the 29th floor.
Okay. Hello. We in a high rise.
We're in a high rise. He's in the corner.
Excuse me. We have a corner unit.
Yeah. So he like comes to the door. And his dog is there as well. And he's like in a very nice button down.
Stop it.
I know. And
a
like
button down
slacks, I guess.
He showed up. He showed up at his own home.
He showed up. So I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, like, I just can't even believe, you know?
Right.
And he's like cooking and he has chilled martini glasses. Cause I said, I like, Shut I up. Know.
I love that.
Also, it's important to remember, I was like, I mean, I said this as a joke, but it was true. I was like, I haven't had a drink in a month, so I'm going to be wasted.
That's true.
Immediately.
You are not kidding.
I'm like, uh-oh. Like, martinis are
especially
strong.
Especially martinis,
They're strong. So, but I get there, he's got like a gorgeous view, and I've got the dog. So I'm talking about the view and the dog. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And I think he was definitely, like, he's got a shy vibe, which I love.
You love.
Know I gravitate towards it. He's got like a shy, very sweet vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Where like when I came in and the dog was there too, like I don't even think we hugged hello. I don't remember.
Oh, really?
We definitely didn't kiss.
Right.
But I don't even remember if we hugged.
It was like, welcome. And you went
it was
straight
like,
for the
and
dog
then I think
or whatever.
The dog like jumped up on me. You know
for
what I
sure,
mean? And then
sure.
it was like,
whoa. Yeah.
And then.
And dog liked you, obviously.
The dog did love me, which
Thank goodness,
we
of
loved
course.
For me and the dog. Very cute dog. But. You know, then it's like, I don't know. It was so crazy. So then he's like, cook. You know what it was, Claire? I could really tell he was trying to impress me.
I love that.
Which I really love, too.
Yes.
I think that was my main takeaway is I was like, wow, somebody's going out of their way to like impress me.
Yeah.
His apartment. Now, I do think he is this type of personality. But when I tell you it was so clean.
Yeah.
He had a table, like a dining room table.
A dining room table in a corner unit
and he
in a
set
high-rise
it.
Building.
He, like, set the table.
That's huge. And wearing a button-down.
I mean...
A collared shirt, if you will.
The whole thing was wild to me.
Yeah.
You know?
He was ready to impress.
He was ready to impress, and I was ready to be impressed.
You were ready to receive.
You know, I was ready to receive. That's right. So...
What did he cook?
Okay. Fish, like a fish.
A fish.
He
okay.
told me what it was, but I don't remember.
Sure,
it.
Just like a white fish.
Like a fish, yeah.
Sure.
And then like with sauce on it of some
sure.
sort, and like asparagus and like a couscous thing.
Look at that.
Like it was a whole meal.
That's like a healthy but delicious meal. I hope.
Yeah.
Good.
And it was great. I mean, I was gonna like it regardless.
Yeah,
I mean, I had made that decision. I'm never gonna be a critical.
No.
Please.
No.
But you know, he like cooked,
yeah,
and then it's like we're eating it, which like, you know, all of this time is like so interesting because
You're in a grown-up apartment.
I'm in a grown-up apartment. He has things like timers going off where he has to do things. And I'm like, what's happening? Like, you know, I don't even know. But then we're eating and we did smoke as well. Yeah. I did bring that. And then we both got a little too high because I think we both were nervous.
It sounds like you both were.
I'll speak for myself and then I'll speak for him.
Yes, please do.
So then we like, yeah, so then... And I think because of that, like, I'm trying to remember, but I don't really know if we chatted too much. Like, we were talking, but were we talking?
Of course, of course. You're right.
Do you know what
right,
I mean? Right. Were we
more
getting...
More surface, more... Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. Because remember...
You're catching up,
we're kind of catching up.
Yeah.
And I love to point things out and talk about them. So I'm learning about, like, his grandpa's medals, which we have on the thing, and all the books, but it's like... What are we talking about?
Right, exactly. Nothing, really.
So, but, you know, it's, like, really nice. I feel comfortable. I'll say that. I think we both were. There was one moment I was like, we're both comfortable with silence, which is interesting.
Which I don't understand.
So, well, like, fun, good times. Then it was, like, you know, we... Kissy kiss a little bit.
All right. So you were
saying.
Just like chill. You both were like, okay, we're a little too high. We're going to chill for a minute. And then it's like, ah, now we're feeling.
Yeah. We started watching like Inventing Anna, which is a horrific show. And then eventually like the dog who was in between us, he was like, I'm going to move the dog. And I was like, I really think that's a
Thank
good
you
idea.
So much. Yeah.
So then.
Kissy kiss.
So then we're kissing. Then this was a funny moment. So then we're in his room. And he's like, do you want to borrow sweats? And I was like, how nice is that?
No.
You know what I mean? But the thing, he's like, he's tall and slender.
Okay.
But I think I am as well.
Why? Absolutely.
I'm
Absolutely.
Like, what's great is we're both tall and slender. And he said sweats. But then he couldn't find a sweat. So he was wearing like, I guess like gym shorts.
And at this point, we've gone past a lot of activity.
I'm skipping past
We're
the
skipping
activity.
Past activity.
I'm
just,
a classy
I'm
woman through and through.
You didn't go into the bedroom and then he changed into his pajamas.
No.
I'm just saying there was activity.
There was
and
activity.
Post-activity.
And we both changed.
You both changed. Okay.
And so then he gave me like the shorts and these the
like
shirt.
Athletics.
And
yeah.
I went to put on the shorts and I said... These are tight.
Well, I would think.
Would you?
I would think. I think any slender man, they don't have hips.
I know. And I barely have
you
hips.
Barely have
but
hips.
But listen, I had hips.
You've got hips.
Because they were tight. And I said, well, this isn't how I saw them looking.
No, I thought they'd be swimming
on me.
Yeah.
And they are more of a biker short look. So that was humbling.
Yeah.
And then
that's risky, though. Yeah.
What's interesting, this is what happened the first time. Like when we hung out the first time, he pretty much told me that he goes to bed early because he wakes up really early.
Up early.
So
yeah.
Like whatever. At this point, it's like 10:30. We went back to like keep watching the show. I look over. He's
dead to the world.
Dead, like falling asleep,
yeah.
You know? And so I'm like, OK, in my mind, I'm like. I don't want. So at one point he like looks over and I'm like, just kick me out whenever you want, like whenever you're ready.
Right.
And then he was like, okay, I wasn't going to kick you out, which I was like, that's nice. That's also like the first time in a while.
You felt like they wanted you to stay. Versus,
Yeah.
Versus like, okay, whatever you want or whatever.
Or I mean, I guess it's more just.
I'll sleep better.
Yeah. Right? For everybody.
No, for sure.
And I actually didn't sleep well. But
no,
I think I felt nice about the fact that, like, I mean, because then I was like, I want to run. That's always my instinct is get out before, I don't know.
But I don't think so. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of that. But I think it has so much more to do with just this situation. And hey, I think no one wants to overstay a welcome.
Right.
No one, especially when you're first hooking up, that is a tricky thing because it's like,
I know.
We're both now tired, but whatever. So I think by asking or by saying, like, let me know, kick me out whenever, I think that makes absolute total sense for that situation.
Yeah.
Now, whether you wanted to leave or you just wanted, you wanted to make sure, like, were you wanting to run away? Or were you just making that statement so that everyone knew in the room that you don't, you,
I didn't even think about staying over because, like, that's not where my brain
is even going.
Do you know what I mean? And that's, I don't know. Also, because it was kind of early, I was like, am I going to bed?
Right.
But
right.
I think I was like, okay, like, I'll see. Sleeping was not easy, honestly.
Of course.
It was, you know, I did forget I do get stressed sleeping somewhere else.
Of course.
You know, and so that was a good reminder of that. I literally was like, the sounds, I had to sleep with like headphones in.
What? Because of the corner unit being so loud?
It was like his upstairs neighbors. Then there was like an alarm. I was like, I can't believe I'm.
A lot.
But then I think I need to just de-stress. I was fine.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so then I wake up in the morning. And he's like, I have to walk the dog. I'm like, okay. So then I'm in the bed and I'm like, should I be like fully clothed when he comes back and like one foot out, like run out, practically sprint out the door. Luckily, I'm in running shorts. I'm ready to go.
Yes, like heaven.
I'm like, don't do, like, I'm like, just see what happens. Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So then, and he, now we're sober, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like, I'm having a little trouble reading him.
Right.
But
it's morning.
It's
no
morning. We're
happening.
All different.
Yeah,
we're all different. Know,
we're all
a little
the light
different.
Of day.
Yeah, the light of day. He like goes back to sleep. I also, it's so weird in the morning where you wish that it's like we both wake up at the same time, and then someone says something about like some sort of plan.
Even if
it's like, can we sleep for another hour? And then I'm just like, what's our plan?
He was number one stressed about the dog.
Well, yeah, he had to.
I get.
I respect that too.
His brain maybe was just like, one task at a time.
Yeah, and he didn't just leave without telling me, which is also nice.
Horrible.
Yeah, I'd be like, hello. So then he comes back, but then goes to, and I'm like, what's happening? And I'm just having trouble being like, what am I doing?
And
like,
you did not dress. You stayed.
I stayed because I said, just be chill, girl. Because also it's like 7 a.m.
Yeah, no.
You know? Because he's up and it's 7. So I'm like, I don't even know if I have it in me to get up, you know? So then he goes back to bed. Then it's like 8. And then he's like, I'm going to shower. I'm like, okay. And I'm just like,
again.
Yeah, I'm sitting there in his room again being like, should I be different when he comes back? Again,
right?
I don't fully know. I can't tell if this is like, I think also maybe this is like from college and all my early 20 years where like guys were too afraid to kick me out, but they were trying to get me out to eventually they'd be like, hello. And I'd be like, ah! Or I would wake up being so afraid of that happening that they'd be like, I'm going to brush my teeth. They'd come back. I'd be like, I'm going to go now. And it was
like,
nice to
meet
you.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I would run. So I kept trying to be like,
very much told in all romantic comedies and every single fucking movie and TV show that the woman wants to stay and the guy wants her out immediately.
And honestly, my natural vibe is to just never live. Like I just feel chill.
Yeah, so chill.
Vibe is like chill in the sense of
I need to get up and go and do all these
things. That's a stressful thing. So if I'm going to do, I have to be ready.
Yeah.
And again, when there's no like plan, you know, I wasn't mentally prepared.
Right.
So long story short, I feel like I'm taking forever, but it's
no.
These are the details, right? So then.
Did you get to have any activity in the morning?
So then eventually I was like, because he now is fully dressed and like I'm having trouble reading him and I'm just like in the bed. So I was like, could we snuggle?
Love that.
Me too. I'll have to teach him how to snuggle if we continue because snuggling became me just
snuggling him.
Like, yeah. And I was like, that's not what I meant, but absolutely. But also it's like, I guess learning. And I can't tell if he's just nervous, but. So then, like, we had a little activity, which I thought was nice because we're sober.
Right.
And also, I am still here. I'm just confused. I don't know.
Right. His mind, he seems like if he gets up early, he's like, and the day begins, and we're doing these things. So he probably doesn't know how to function well.
I know. And maybe, I don't really know. So then he was like, do you want to get breakfast?
Which I love that.
Me too. I felt like I was in, I was like, what?
Because that's prolonging the hang.
It's nice. And it was a nice little thing for me because I said, what's great about this is I'm going to get dressed.
Right.
And then I can just go from there. Like, it's a nice transition out, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like, it felt really, I was like, perfect. I'll bring everything with me.
Right.
I'll get dressed. I'll be ready to go. And I'll get a bagel.
Right. We love.
We love. So, and that was nice. Like, it was nice to, I get, like, the whole thing, I just kept being like, it's just, it's nice even to feel like someone
wants to hang out with you.
Yeah, wants to hang out with me.
I saw that click in there. I don't, yeah. Can I, of course people want to hang out with you,
yeah.
But it is, there have been enough not great dates or yeah. not great hookups.
Or I don't know if I've wanted to hang out or it feels like weird or pressure or like something about it
like,
is off.
Are we supposed to? Or are we
Yeah.
Not?
And this, yeah. I like felt, and maybe again, he's got like that calm, nervous energy. It's like a calm.
Those two things that you yeah. just said don't make sense though. Calm, nervous
calm,
energy.
It's a calm, shy energy.
Shy.
I think that's what it is, right? Where it's like,
right.
And because of it, it's very like unassuming. In the sense of I don't feel pressure to do anything or something.
Yeah. And do you feel like he's honest when he says, let's go get breakfast or I wasn't going to kick you out, whatever. Like
he said that when he said the thing about like, oh, I wasn't going to kick you out. It actually made me feel like about myself being like, oh God, I'm ready to run, where it was like, just a kind person being
yeah.
like, I wasn't going to do that. And I was like, ah, me neither. But I just was wondering.
I, again, don't think that that's.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think, and honestly, he should kick me out if he doesn't want me there.
Yeah.
And I
Everyone
should leave
should
if
do
I don't want to be
yeah,
there.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, I think that.
So you went, got breakfast and then parted ways.
Yeah.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So. I think it was a really nice, like, I, on the way back, I was like, that's an energy I want. Like, I want an energy that's like trying to impress me, like trying to make me have a nice time.
Absolutely.
Like kind, you know?
Yes.
And then wants to spend time with me.
And being respectable of the situation, right? Like
yeah.
showing up, saying this is, I've invited someone to my home.
Yes.
I'm dressing, I'm setting
yes.
the table, I'm like, he's respecting the date,
the
that
date
he
of
has
it. I was like, this
initiated.
Is a man. I was like, okay,
yeah.
bottoms up, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, cool, this is
cool,
really
cool,
nice
cool.
Like, I really like this energy. So
well, I saw you later that day,
yeah,
and it was such a good, it was just such a lovely, the way that we were talking about it at
yeah.
the time, it was such a lovely evening reminding you it's just something, it's something that you want,
yeah,
right?
Like, I want dating to feel like that, you know?
Exactly.
It hasn't for a while.
Right.
Like, effort's been low.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, someone cooks for me in PJs.
Right.
It's like, it was just nice to have that kind of effort.
Absolutely.
So that was really nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And then inevitably, here we are a few days later.
Yeah.
Has there been much chit chat?
See, that's the thing. So I left on Sunday morning. Didn't hear from him on Sunday, which is fine.
Right.
And then yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he did at like 5 o'clock say happy Valentine's Day, which
Very
I was
nice.
Like, hello. And then I said happy Valentine's Day with a smiley face. And then that was it.
Okay.
And I thought, okay. So it's one of those things where I was like, well, what I'm looking for is also someone who continues to make the effort and like has
yeah.
action. So like maybe it was just a one time thing. Maybe it was like, who knows? But
do you want to spend time with him again?
Here's the thing that I like. I almost feel like I still didn't really get to know him that well, just because like there was a lot going on at first.
That's
and
true,
then
that's true.
We like that in the morning, like a little more, but I was exhausted. I'll speak for myself because homeboy passed out at whatever midnight. I was up till 2 and then really did not sleep well.
Yeah.
Okay. And the night before I didn't sleep well. So I was just like trying to be awake.
Yeah.
But in the morning I was, you know, I would be like, should I offer to walk the dog with him? And then it was like, no, I can't.
No.
Like I literally was so tired that I didn't fully, I wasn't fully present, or I was just like trying to be awake.
Yeah, the morning isn't the time to get to know each other as much, unless you have like all the time in the world. But
yeah, we're going to a diner.
Yeah, no,
like
no, no, no,
I was
no, no.
tired. So I sort of feel like, I mean, it was a nice like kind of, I don't know really.
Well,
what's the question?
My question.
Sorry.
Do you want to see him again? Would you want to try to get to know him? Would you want to ask him out yourself?
Yeah, I mean that I can, of course I can. I
you say with eyes rolling back in the back.
Well,
of your
I mean I can. I thought about, it's not a bad thing. It's like if I reach out, I'm just gonna put him in a different category, I mm-hmm. think, in my head, which mm-hmm. is like, because again, I'm looking for someone who just makes an effort and doesn't have me question. So
doesn't have any questions. What do you mean?
Doesn't make me question.
Doesn't make you question. Okay.
How he, like, where he's at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's.
Do you think that he knows where you're at? If he's shy, like, is he nervous? Again, I don't know. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. I don't know. I see, we weren't really, I don't know fully.
Okay.
I really don't know. I didn't think about it that way, but
I didn't mean to get in your head. I'm just saying, yeah. like, just let's say the scenario that I'm giving a possibility to, not truth, whatever. He, you know, was messaging you. He had you over for dinner.
Right.
It was a very nice thing. He got breakfast, I hope.
Yeah.
And then you bid adieu.
Right.
And then he's nervous, maybe, to reach
yeah.
out. Maybe he's also just like, she'll reach out if she wants to or whatever. Like,
right.
I don't know. So then that gives you an opportunity to be like, that was so much fun, but I want to like sit and get to know each other a little bit more. Like, let's, I invite you to my neighborhood. Let's go do
for
this
dinner.
Or something.
Okay.
Or not. I'm just,
listen,
I hate the idea that if you want to see someone again and you just let them know, reaffirm that you would like to see them again, that they no longer have an option to be in the original category.
Yeah, I guess what's my problem? I just like, it could be a what's my problem thing. I just think that, I think you're right. I mean, you could, I think you're totally right in the sense of, first of all, I guess at this point, I'm like, get rejected. Who fucking cares? Like,
yeah, but
instead
it's not
of
about
like
rejected.
Not, or more, I'm saying like, I'm saying like, normally you're like, what's the worst that happens? You're rejected. I'm like, I don't care
that
about rejected.
Matter.
That doesn't matter to me. I think that you could be right. He could have wanted some sort of confirmation after. I don't really know. Do I, would I still want to get to know him? Like you're saying, because I don't know if I feel like I really like know him, like, or we got to know each other that well,
right?
But there's potential, so like, yeah, maybe I reach out. I don't know.
I just think if you actually do want to try to get to know him better, or
yeah.
at least hang out again and see if that's even possible, or like to see
yeah.
how that chemistry continues,
right?
Then why sit back and wait for him to make that happen? If you want to get to know him better, then you can initiate that.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
I would. Can you tell? I'm not saying you did anything wrong or whatever.
No,
I'm
no,
just
I
saying.
Hear, I hear you. I think.
Because obviously he's a respectable nice guy.
Respectable.
You had a good time.
Yeah.
It's like, why not? Like, rules, yeah. Schmules. I mean, obviously, I know you want someone who's always taking the lead in that case.
I think you're right. I also have to be the person that I want sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, especially if he does have, like, a shy energy.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm always easy to read.
Honestly,
people say I'm not.
Not.
So, yeah, I can.
Why not?
I know, you're right.
Or you don't have to, but I'm just saying, like, if it's just a situation.
I'll do it. No, you're right. I hear you and you're right. I don't know what else you need to hear.
I need to hear him back right off. One more time.
Back off. Yeah, I hear you. Cool.
Why not? Okay.
Okay, fun.
That's good. But I'm glad. What a lovely date.
It was. It really was.
What a lovely time.
What a lovely time for me.
That is good.
I know.
I love that so much. We had another moment this week where we got into a fiery discussion.
Yes, we did.
There was the topic.
I'm livid about it.
Of a plus one.
Yeah.
Invite for people who are single for a wedding.
Yeah, I officially now have a problem. I officially now right. have a problem with my friends and or family members who all of a sudden get judgy on my dating life. And it's like, well, Jesse, who are you going to bring? Well, right? Do we know them? Do you know Stan? We hate Stan. You're going to let Becca bring Stan, but you're not going to let...
Just because they are in a miserable marriage?
Yeah, what about me? Don't you trust me? And if I'm coming, sometimes schlepping from out of town...
Yes,
with
out of
people
town,
I don't even know...
The worst.
If the fact that you can't give me a plus fucking one...
It's insane.
Fuck
me.
You.
Listen, I understand.
Oh, I bet. Or people are going to heat it. Oh, how could you say? You don't know how much. Guess what? If you want your friend there who is single, give them a plus right. one so it can be a fun event for them.
And it doesn't have to be a romantic partner that
no,
you've known
it could be
for
a friend.
Years. It could be a friend. Listen, I'll just say.
Yes.
I'm a good time gal.
I know it.
I can be a very good plus one.
I know. I can too.
Right?
Of course I can. And by the way, I'm going to beat my own best judgment. So I'm not going to bring a guy I met two times on Tinder. It's like if I don't have a guy that isn't up to the to par, then right? I'm going to bring a friend I know I'm going to have a fun time with, that I can split a hotel with, that we can make it a fun trip.
But even if it is, even if your crazy single friend wants to bring someone that they just
okay,
met on
yeah.
Tinder, go right ahead. If that will make that person feel more comfortable. They're already shelling out X amount of money. I know weddings are expensive. I get
for
it.
Everybody. Listen,
for everybody. If you're
especially
paying,
your single friend.
If you're paying for your work friend to come
yeah.
or your whatever, like right. someone you don't, some distant relative you feel like you have to, then you should allow your single friend.
Just knock it off.
To bring a buffer.
Stop judging them.
Stop judging.
Stop judging them and making them have to qualify their relationships for you.
Thank you.
Truly. I've yeah. had it up to here with this. I've had it up
this
to here.
This ends now.
This ends now.
Can you believe?
Some people might be planning weddings, having visceral reactions going, yeah, but Janine, blah, blah. No.
I don't care.
Janine, if she's care. Your fucking friend. And you want her there.
If you want her to be at your wedding.
Yeah, that's it. I kind of feel like moving forward, I'm not going to weddings unless I get a plus one.
I love
that's
it.
That's it.
I love it.
I'm just not. I'm not going to go through it. It's
right?
very stressful.
It's so stressful.
To be traveling, to be going, to be sitting at the singles table.
Right?
Like, it's just stressful. And I just don't want to do it anymore. I'd like it to be fun for me, too.
Thank you. And if you want everyone to have fun at your wedding,
yeah.
as so many claim that they want.
Yeah, because if Bridget, you're my best, my closest person there, and it's your wedding,
I'm not going to see you.
You.
I don't see you.
So have my back, Bridget.
Yeah.
And let me have somebody who can hang out with me.
Yes.
It's too much.
As someone who has never had a plus one
yeah.
to a date, it's fucking stressful. Now, like when you're younger, it may be a little bit different because you know the majority of people there
yeah,
or whatever.
Sure. It's like
I'll
college
give you
people.
That. I'll yeah. give you that. I had a wedding that I went to, a good friend of mine, but we were like solo friends.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of her group, even though I'd like met some. But then over the course of all of the parties that I had to go to and frankly enjoyed.
Yeah.
I ended up getting to know her friends better. But like when it came time to go to the wedding, I didn't have a plus one.
Right.
So that, but they're all close friends that hang out all the time. So then I'm supposed to be a part of that group for this one time only, when they're all like, let's take photo booth, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, but I'm not part of your group. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And you're like, and I'm here alone.
And I also remember we were getting on the shuttle from the hotel going to the event.
Yeah.
And I was sitting by myself.
Of course.
Because I was the odd person out.
Yeah.
And they had like a love mix.
Yeah.
Playing. And the song that came on as the bus started was "You're Nobody Until Somebody Loves You." And I sat by myself in the bus and I said, how perfect is this?
How fitting.
How judgmental is this? I felt so fucking alone. I mean, I ended up having an okay time, of course, but it's like
an okay time. I don't even think it's like compared to just what?
And it was upstate. I had to rent a car. I had to have the hotel room.
The amount of money. I was on a shuttle bus by myself as well when the friend who they paired me with, because we were both going alone, decided to hit on her cousin and then ditched me. And I was on the bus with my strapless bra down to my knees, fell asleep high as a kite and was like, get me at home.
But
I was
just miserable.
Like, why am I doing this? Like,
right?
Why do I feel like it's time for people to judge the relationships that you have?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're getting married to someone you love. Don't tell me Stan, because we've known him longer and they have a thing, deserve, like,
no.
Stop.
No.
Everybody deserves to have a buddy. Or if you give someone a plus one, they say, I don't want to bring anyone. Great.
Fine.
But
give an offer.
I'm done with this. Like, I'm just done with it. It's so fucking rude.
It absolutely is a hierarchy of...
It's hierarchy. It's like the idea that sometimes our society thinks that married women, married people are...
greater than, have more
of their shit together. They fucking don't.
No, there are so many bad relationships.
Yes, we're all the same. We're all hopefully trying to find inner peace, self-love, acceptance.
Right.
Just because you're partnered or you're doesn't mean your journey is any farther or any.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough. It's enough.
It's enough. And we're giving this PSA now.
I am giving
because
this,
wedding season is but months away. Ugh. And we know that the invitations are starting to
roll out.
Ordered. Maybe they're starting to be addressed. Maybe they're being picked. So we say all singles.
I know.
Deserve
I'm
going
to have
one.
To talk to one of my friends who I know her wedding is, you know, just told me about it. And like, I know I'll get the question. I'll go, can I have a plus one? She'll go, oh, who? I didn't know you were dating someone. Who are
exactly.
you? And then it'll go, I'm not. I just know that I don't know a lot of your friends.
Yeah.
And at that time, I'd like to be able to bring someone. It will be either romantic or a friend, but I'd like a buddy.
Yes.
And the fact I even have to go through that, I mean, I will have to, because in a way, I'm training people as to why it would be important.
It's hard to be a pioneer, Jesse.
It's not easy. It's never easy. But... yeah, it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And, you know, the hoops I'm having to jump through with my family, which is, I'm just like, give me a fucking plus one.
Come on.
You piece of shit. Stop it. This is silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyhow.
This is from
was that clear?
Us to you.
Yeah, I think it was clear. That's from us to you.
Yeah, you're much more in the thick of it right now than I am. Because I think all of... being older, all of my friends are essentially married on their second.
Right.
Or just like having a good old time right now. Right.
Well, yeah, I think. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been to a wedding.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously I went whatever my 20s. I never said a word.
No, of course not. Because it's what's expected.
Right.
If you're single, you have to go alone.
Right.
That's it. End of story.
Good luck.
Yeah. You'll meet someone there. No, I won't.
I never
100% I never will.
Never have I ever met someone at a wedding. Everyone who comes up with that spiel.
Never.
The singles table? I don't think so.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't been to a singles table in so long because it doesn't. It's like grandparents.
Yeah.
Then there's like college friends, whatever. It's like, no, it's
like
wherever 19-year-old
cousins. I'm like, who the fuck put you here? You need to be at the kids table. You're 1 year out. Scoot on back.
You scoot.
Scoot.
Okay. Scoot, scoot.
Scoot, scoot for you. Okay. I don't want you here. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much to handle.
I remember, I'm just now remembering the last wedding I went to, I had like a freaking meltdown.
Absolutely.
Because I was by myself.
Yep.
And while I know some of the people that were there, that doesn't mean that.
Because sometimes they have other,
they
have a date.
They were all with, they
of
were all plus ones.
They were.
So the highlight of my time there is I was sitting with a couple.
Yeah.
And I know her better than I know him, but they were like so nice. But then they went to dance and they did this. So then I'm like sitting there.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to do? Follow this couple to the dance floor?
Right.
No fucking way.
No.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And I had to ride. Either I rented a car by myself or she connected me with strangers.
Ugh, yeah. Other single strangers. Their wife is sick. So he's by himself. It's like, what?
So then we were sitting at different tables. So then it was like, hi, whenever you're ready to go, I want to get the I even looked up an Uber to the train station during the wedding.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm miserable
here. This is miserable.
Yeah.
When I went to the wedding in Nashville, I would just go outside. There was a swing in the back.
Yeah.
I would just go out and swing by myself for a little bit.
That's so pitiful.
Because sometimes it's, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming to literally have to perform. You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm performing. I'm okay. I'm having fun.
I'm having a blast.
I'm fine without any real connections at this party. And just like. Trying to like dance with someone I met on the plane ride over.
Yeah.
You know? And so every now and then you just need a second. And you know, of course your friend who you're really there to see is busy having their wedding.
You're not seeing them at all.
That you're like, when they do actually glance over, say hi, I hope I'm not about verge of tears.
Yeah. Let's hope. At that brief moment that I'm not on the verge of tears is when you'll look over.
It's just a lot of energy, especially if you're introverted, you know?
Yeah.
So much energy you're putting out and you're putting on a show, truly. And you are feeling as though there's majority couples.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You're only adding plus ones for like 10 people.
Right, exactly.
Just give those 10 people a fucking lifeline.
No.
You know, or let them at least choose.
Choose.
If they want to or not, you know. If they, but my God, it's just, I remember being so stressed out at so many weddings because it was like, God, where am I gonna?
It's horrible.
Yeah. What am I gonna do?
At that last wedding that I was talking about, I did have the friend who's in a couple sitting at the table with me. I was like, take a quick photo of me because we were at the far back corner. I mean, it was lovely because we were right by a bar.
Yeah.
But I like was by myself so much that I had to have it documented. And so I tried to make a joke out of it. And I even posted it on social. Like, this is what a single at a wedding looks like standing by myself in the distance.
Yeah.
The bride saw it and was like, oh no, did you not have a good time?
No, I didn't.
It was all I could do. I was like, haha, you know me, just trying to make jokes.
But I didn't have a good time.
Miserable.
I didn't have a good time at your wedding because I was by myself trying to navigate through and not look the way I felt, which was alone.
Yes. That makes you feel more alone than ever is being at a fucking wedding when you cannot have someone with you.
Yeah, you've been cut off. Anything you have, they're like, I haven't met them. It's not documented.
Right.
How long have you been seeing each other?
Are they approved by us?
Yeah. Oh, you're bringing a why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Oh, it's like, Yeah, when I think back at just like all I kind of endured and took on, and then it makes you feel more miserable and pathetic.
Miserable.
I'm already celebrating your love. Could you give me a lifeline?
Give me something.
Give me something for the love of God.
Plate of food. Yeah. I need a little.
I don't want chicken or beef. I won't eat then.
I need a friend.
Yeah, I'll share my chicken with them if that's what it's about. Or I literally won't eat.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I will eat before I come.
I will eat before. I will. I don't need it. I don't need it.
As long as I can have someone on my side.
Yeah, truly. I would pay. It's like really just wild. And I don't know how more people aren't talking about it. Like, I feel like, you know.
No, I
how
agree.
Is this? I don't understand.
I feel like I'm. Yeah. I feel like people mention it, but then it becomes like this. Ugh. But the wedding is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
I get it.
Blah,
and I'm
blah,
like,
blah.
Why don't you not invite the plus ones or the spouses or the whatever that you don't like?
Or like your friends that it's important to you are there.
Yeah.
Give them a buddy.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Maybe then less acquaintances. Yeah. I don't know. Less
well,
work people.
Well, here's the thing. Weddings are fucking expensive. So have it or don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get. But don't just have
with
some people suffer at yours.
$35 to
$75
a head. Like, make it a cash bar.
And
you
I
know?
Also, I wonder how many of your single friends end up not coming to your wedding.
Right.
And one of the reasons is because of the stress of going by themselves.
The yeah. That's crazy.
It really is crazy.
All that to say, I have purchased a flight to go as your plus one.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming.
No matter if I'm actually invited or not, I'll crash.
No, you will be invited.
To support my friend.
Or yeah, we will be crashing it or I'll be made. I mean, but it's just, I'm so fucking sick of the whole fucking thing. It just feels like somebody is looking at my life and deciding if I get to celebrate the way that everybody else does.
I'll make that choice.
I'll make that choice. I have another idea. I'll make that choice. It's too much. It's very weird that we let that type of thing happen.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, it comes down to everybody's okay with couples, but not single people.
Yeah. It's
even though how toxic are so many couples and so many on the, that will split up. Even.
I've seen breakups at a wedding.
You know what?
I've seen fights.
I've seen it.
I really have. And my
but here's
plus,
the thing.
What?
That is a very good transition.
Thank you.
A breakup at a wedding?
Yeah.
We have watched.
Right.
The first half, I
Six
guess.
Episodes
whatever's
that are
out,
yeah. out
of Love is Blind.
Yes. Season two.
Season two.
Claire and I famously almost applied for.
Famously, we almost applied. We even have a Google Doc
we
open
do,
with our
like, questions and the answers.
With the
we
questions,
put.
We went through. We answered everything, but something made us fall short of actually
doing it.
Applying.
Yes.
And I think we both are here to say that we're glad we didn't.
What a relief.
What a
relief.
Relief. So, some spoilers if you haven't watched, but nothing detrimental because we all know the formula.
Because we really don't know also what happened.
Yeah, we don't know.
You
We've
know?
Got 3-4 more episodes, they said, I think.
Something like that.
Coming out next week. So we will say, obviously they pick certain couples to then follow.
Yeah, we don't know how many people actually got engaged.
Exactly. There were two guys that I saw in the like smattering of people at the beginning or whatever.
Absolutely.
One that we both
Well, you know me.
About.
I'm looking for a beard, and then I've never hated a salt and pepper or
no,
a gray,
I love that too.
Gray hair. Like,
so there
obsessed.
Was a guy. I don't know his name. We did hear from him a couple times. They had a few moments with him.
Yeah,
the gray haired guy with the beard caught both of our eyes.
Hot. Seemed
he
hot.
Seemed nice. He seemed.
I mean,
somewhat
from what
sane.
Yeah. Who knows?
From what we could see, for less
say.
Than
yeah.
probably 2 minutes worth of.
Truly.
But he seemed cute. And then you know.
Yeah.
Who caught my eye was the tall black dude with the little facial hair. Not the guy that we end up following, even though he also piqued my interest. But there was a guy. He barely
I don't
got
remember
any camera
yeah.
time. Yeah. But I saw him. I said, oh. But then we saw no
but
more.
That was it.
So, you know, the people that they chose obviously are great TV. content.
Yeah.
So thank heavens. Here's the thing. We're too normal. We never would have been.
Well, I also think what it is that I realized is everybody, the insecurities this season are through the roof.
Through the roof.
Anxious, detached, like people are just, it's like, it's a lot. It's way more obvious. And I think that there's a little bit of the insecurity that makes it like desperation in the sense
absolutely.
Of if you go on something like that, like I'm going to go in being like, I'm looking for my soulmate. Not I'm looking for whoever the best person here.
Right.
Like you could go through it and be like, this isn't my soulmate, but this person and I had the best rapport. And like,
yeah.
Right. Like one guy famously proposes to a girl. She says no. And then proposes to another girl. And
yeah, I could never. And but she knows the second girl.
Yeah.
He first, thank God, he tells her like, I did ask. He said, if I propose to you.
Right.
So officially, I guess he only proposed the proposal.
Yeah.
yeah. But she knows that she's right. Second. And she still says yes.
Right. Which she should definitely say no because that's a problem. But
that's
he
tough.
Shouldn't.
That's tough.
There's not. This girl said no. He's like, I was between them both. I'm like, you. It's not. I want to just get married. I hope that's not why you're here. If it is. But, you know, whatever made you choose the one person.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah.
So I think that's a huge problem in the show is just people being like.
It definitely feels, at least the ones that they are featuring.
Yeah, for sure.
It definitely feels as though they. That's a problem with season two of any sort of reality show.
Yeah.
Or season two plus. Because it's like, we know the game. We know what exposure happens, right?
But everyone feels way more normal. Like, season one, I was like, okay, everyone's a model.
Right.
Season two, I was a little bit like, these are some real people. These are some people with that I don't think are Instagram models.
That's true.
So that part I kind of appreciated.
Yeah, but I do feel like the Jessica of this season.
There
I can't
is a
remember
Jessica
her name, like Shayna or Chaney or something. I feel as though like she I don't believe her.
No, me neither.
I don't think she's very real. I think she's
She's problematic.
She's problematic, but I think that she
doesn't believe in evolution.
I think she accepted. She also doesn't believe in evolution.
It's hard for me to,
which is really hard. But I think she accepted a proposal because she got more airtime.
Yeah.
I don't think she accepted because she actually possibly has convinced herself she likes him.
It's hard because then she left the.
I know.
Retreat. And then it honestly looks like she's just trying to stir the pot. And she's doing the Jessica way, which is like she's looking for Barnett type thing. She's looking for whatever his face
Shane,
is.
Shane, whatever.
Yeah, like.
Who he truly looks like a serial killer.
Really,
to me.
Like the fact that, I'm dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded.
With the men.
And then Shake, the Indian man.
Okay, yeah.
That we see quite a story for him, but he started out. I mean, the first
he started
episode,
out. I was like, "This
he's
man
like,
should
how
be
tall
burnt
are you?
At the stake."
If I
could, I put you on my shoulders.
That was his. Could you imagine?
I said, "I don't know. Are you a weak little bitch?"
I know.
That's what I would say. I don't know
exactly.
Are you a weak little?
He's
bitch?
He's like trying to find out how big you are.
Disgusting.
By asking if he could put.
But then he kind of owned it, and I was like, oh, he's just really insecure. Then, of course, his reaction to seeing
his fiance
was wonderful, and then he completely backslides and says that she's like, he's talking about her behind her back, saying that it's like an aunt thing. He's not attracted to her at all. Like,
I know. I feel so bad for her.
Me too. She's
so bad.
Gorgeous and like seems way too cool, smart, and funny to I'm just live at it. He's like really kind of a cancer to
he's
me.
He's horrible because here's the thing. He's a DJ. Okay.
Oh, he's a vet and
he's
a DJ?
He's a veterinarian.
Oy.
But he leads with DJ.
Okay. Yeah. Goodbye.
He
I don't
first know. Said, at least that was in the editing. Who knows? But he he led with that he's a DJ. And then also he was like, yeah, and I'm a veterinarian. So it was like he did the path that he was supposed to. Yikes. And became a veterinarian. But he's always been that club DJ. I'm going to be cool. So therefore, I'm going to do it. Like, what? You're not doing that for money. We know that. You're doing it for the love of the music and the game. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a club promoter. I got on this. I got on that.
I really don't know what's worse. I'm a DJ or I don't believe in evolution. To me, they're almost tied. I'm like,
honestly,
if someone says they're a DJ to me,
no,
I'm out the door.
Did I ever tell you? I know I did at some point, but do you remember the story of the DJ that I...
No, remind me.
Connected with?
Connected.
So back in the day, well, you'll see why I chose that phrasing.
Oh.
Back in the day when I worked in the restaurant industry, right, in New York City, back in my early 20s, we did have our restaurant. First of all, it was owned by Billy and Stephen Baldwin. So it wasn't a good restaurant.
Oh.
We can say that. They don't know what they were doing. They were just doing it because there was money. Also, I think they were laundering money.
Okay.
But anyhow, no big deal.
No
so
problem.
We had, like, supposedly it was a fancy restaurant during, you know, early part of the evening. And then we had a DJ come in at night. And yes. So then it was like, wait, we're also a club, which always
absolutely
is a good indicator of.
Don't pick a lane. Be a hybrid
restaurant. Yes, okay, yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so this DJ and I became friendly.
Sure.
And there was like a little bit of what, you know,
yeah,
but
what,
like
what?
All of us would essentially go out afterwards.
Yeah.
Many times there was hardly anyone in the quote unquote club.
Absolutely.
So then he was just like playing music for us.
Wow.
You know? So he lived upstate a little, or maybe Jersey. My memory.
He lived
foggy
in Astoria. Absolutely.
He lived somewhere where there were trees.
Absolutely. Okay.
And so there was a time, like, we would always be very touchy.
Absolutely.
And very, like, it was almost expected that, you know, when you're in a group of people and you're like, okay, well, they're together. And then, you know, so it was like we behaved as though we were together.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Absolutely.
And then he would have, like, on when the restaurant was closed or whatever, we would go up for, like, and hang out at his house.
Yeah.
Again, in trees. I say up. I think it was upstate.
Yeah.
I mean, he drove. I don't know. And then we were staying over. There was just a handful of us. And we were crashing there. And it was expected.
Yeah.
And I think he even confirmed, like, I was going to stay with him.
Yeah.
At this point, I think we had kissed.
Oh.
But I don't think it was much. I mean, I'm positive it wasn't any more than that. Because then we get in bed and he's like ready to go to sleep. But then I start like touching him or whatever and I'm talking to him. At that point, there's also a fun fact that I forgot to mention until right now. He also DJed in a strip club.
Okay.
And so he was talking about how he, like, it's so over.
He's so over.
Nudity.
Oh, God.
And the female form.
He's.
And so. So all this to say, I never hooked up with him because he didn't want to ever hook up.
Wow.
But we like faux dated for a little bit. Because we, like, would meet up. We would do it. You know what I mean? Like, it was just an interesting.
He must have had some sort of block.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, I have always found an attraction to a guy who will feel like they're, you know, like, be loving or, like, my partner, but without actually any of the
honestly,
love
you would
or
have been,
the partnership.
You would have.
I wouldn't if he's a DJ.
Yeah, well, no, that's true.
As
that's
soon
true
as he said he's over the female form, I'm also out the door.
Well, yeah, you had, like, a lot of.
That's a question where you go, are we exploring things?
We,
other, I want
and
you
we're
to.
All
I
happy
want
about
you
that
to.
Please do.
But I'm not going to stay over if that's the case.
Yeah. I think I only did it, like, one more time.
Just a chat.
But I think I was. More, of course, at the time, please know that I took it personally.
Well, I would I'd be mad if you didn't.
I'd be livid.
I
was like, but my Like
my female form is different.
Thank you.
It's a different type of form.
It's a different type of form. Thank
you. It's not going to go the way you think it is. It's going to weave when you're supposed to wave. You know what I mean? It's going to zing when it zangs.
I think in my mind, he had like, it was understood that he was getting a lot of action.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it at all.
I'm sorry. DJs, I don't know if they're getting that much action.
I know. But and I mean, at the strip club, like when it was dead or whatever, they'd come and do
guess
things.
What?
But also,
Mr. Over the female form isn't getting much action.
Not getting much action. I hope he found his
peace.
His peace.
I hope
Thank
he found
you.
His peace.
I hope
too.
He did. But anyway, so I faux dated.
Perfect.
That's why I was like, I can't say I hooked up with because there was
no
hooking up.
No.
That lived upstate and or Jersey. I don't know. But we were friends after that.
Let's get him on the pod. Let's get him on the pod. Let's reconnect. Let's see where he's at.
Truly, yeah. All the money in the world, I could not remember his name.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to.
There's absolutely no way I could even remember. But anywho.
Yeah.
Shake is a DJ. Stay away.
Stay away. Yeah, and he's he's a jerk.
He's horrible.
He's a jerk.
He's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I'm really sad for him.
Yeah, it feels a lot more, And then there's Mallory.
Yeah.
Who was the object of desire for two men.
Yeah.
She was the first proposal.
Yeah, of that one guy.
Jarrett, I believe.
Yeah.
And then when they saw each other in Cancun, because it's the same formula as before. Like the
we've got two triangles now.
We have two triangles. We do.
We've got Shaney, who's going to try to go for Sean again.
Yeah.
And then we've got.
Shaney. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with Mallory.
Mallory is a tricky one. I think Mallory's trying to go against her typical type.
She seemed so together in the pods, and as soon as we got out of the pods, it was like, this is a woman with a lot of insecurity and anxiety.
Absolutely.
And is not holding up the way we had all hoped.
No.
So it is a bummer.
She accepted the proposal for guy number two.
Yeah,
from guy number two, who seems delightful. Sal.
I love Salvador. Sal. I'd love for him to sweep me off my feet.
Thank you. He is, I think, too nice for her, if that makes sense. Like, because she said her typical is the other guy. But yeah. I think she thinks Sal is a better fit for her. Like, she should want to be with him. So she's somewhat forcing it, I think.
I think she's petrified. Because also there's, like, security there. And he's asking for, like, either, like commitment or, like, you know, communication. And she's just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Or she's like, why are you saying this now?
Yeah. She's like, why I feel attacked. I feel pressure. And he's like, okay, but what were you saying to him? And she's like,
where is this coming?
How did you ask? Yeah. It's like, just say it. What's the problem? But yeah, so there's just a lot happening there. And I don't know how I'm not feeling confident a lot of people are going to walk down the aisle. And if they do, I don't think it'll last. I feel like it's a mistake.
Well, remember, they have to say yay or nay at the altar.
I know, which is always like the worst. And that's if they make it to the altar. I don't know if we're all going to make it.
I know, right?
You know?
I'm positive they dangle some money if they make it to the actual altar. Because otherwise they'd quit. Why not?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I would be like, I don't care how much money it is. If I'm going to leave this guy, I'm dumping him before I get to the altar in front of his friends and family. You couldn't pay me.
Well, that's the show.
I know.
I feel. That's why.
It could be in the contract. I don't know. But then.
We didn't sign up.
We couldn't. I can't do that to somebody. I simply couldn't.
No.
I couldn't.
No.
His grandma's there. I'm not doing that to grandma.
I can never.
If anything, for grandma, I'm like, I guess I'm about to get married.
Yeah. I guess this
I don't
is
know.
It.
I feel
realize.
Like it's happening. Yeah, I'd be I like, I did not realize Bubby was here.
No,
you
this
know,
is rough. This is
too
rough.
Much. I'm not gonna.
Absolutely. And this is how we decided to decorate. Sorry, I wish I could have had a hand in that because this is. It
Sometimes
is.
It's good. Yeah, I wonder how involved they are.
Remember, they were at the same place last season.
No,
and then they just change up the room. They were all in that house.
No.
You know.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
I don't think that's true.
They were in that one house. Or maybe it was two different. But they shared two people.
That's
shared.
Almost how I think you can tell if it's real, if they're going to get married or not. Because when it's a different venue, you're like, this could be legit. Because they might have really.
I know at least two were in the same.
Well, maybe two, but I'm saying.
Like they had two different venues. So two, because there were four last time, right?
Six?
Who? I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
You guys stop.
All that to say, it's a fun watch.
It's a fun watch. And Friday, there are more that come out.
Three more. And then next week, there's the wedding finale. So.
Yeah, there might. Yeah, who knows?
Also, don't watch and just listen to our recaps.
Yeah, we're telling you all the good things anyway.
Exactly. I love it. Okay, well, I don't have any updates this week. I've just been all in my own head doing, you know, didn't go on
breakthroughs, doing things,
apps, whatever. Yeah, I didn't. So my update is Love is Blind.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
I love that.
So big week ahead. No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't.
We have more Love is Blind coming. That's it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
We'll see what happens with
all the triangles.
I don't know. Yeah, the triangles.
And we can't wait to get our plus one invites.
It's plus one or I'm not there.
You're not there.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Standards.
Okay. Ugh. Well.
Yes.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But everyone gets a plus one.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Plus ones.